universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. A while back, we traveled back to visit my dad in Wausau, Wisconsin, and my brother, and we do that several times a year, and it happened to be one evening, since the local church right near our house, just a couple blocks away from where my dad lives, was having a fish fry, so we went to the fish fry. And if you've ever been to a church fish fry, you know a lot of people volunteer to make it possible. Well, we went through the line, we got our food, we sat down, and we were eating. And my wife was to my left, my daughter to my right. My brother was across from me, a little to my right with his wife. And my dad was to my left, across from me, kind of across from my wife. And my brother said, "Hey, isn't that Ann, your friend from high school over there?" And Deb turned around and looked and went, "Yeah, it is." And at that moment, I thought, darn, we love visiting with Ann. She's one of these little gals who's just a spitfire fun, and we connect every time we can when we go back home. She had an antique shop, and we visit her there. And it's just fun to connect up with her and her family, to hear about her kids and her husband and all. And I thought to myself, oh, he saw her and I didn't. Man, it must be nice to have sight to see all of the people around and then to notice her. Oh, I wish I could have done that. I got to thinking, though. My dad was on the other side of the table. He saw her but didn't recognize her. My wife was right next to me, same room, but she didn't see her. So just because you have sight doesn't necessarily mean that you'll connect with people. That was a little comforting to me. And then as we were finishing our meal, I said to my wife, "Let's go over and talk to Ann." She was helping out at one of the serving tables, so we knew she'd be there. I think she was serving water or coffee or something like that. And she said, "Okay." Well, as I was finishing my meal, I started praying for Ann. That's one thing I love to do, is pray for people when I'm thinking about them. And then we got up and walked over and we chatted. And like always, we gave hugs and talked about the kids and what's happening now and all that. And as I was thinking about this connection, it occurred to me that, as I had already mentioned, my brother saw her, brought it to our attention she was there. But my dad saw her and didn't recognize her. My wife didn't see her and therefore didn't know she was there. So sight isn't everything. But then it occurred to me too, and I don't know, I didn't ask my brother or my dad or my wife, did any of them pray for Anne? When we have connections, it isn't just what, you know, having those connections, and especially if you're blind or have another disability, it's hard to make connections sometimes, lots of times. But then there also is the question is, what do we do with those connections? Paul wrote in to the Christians in Colossae, in his letter called Colossians, chapter 4, verse 5, "Be wise to outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity." And I always liked that verse. Make the most of every opportunity. I know a lot of people squander opportunities. And sometimes you don't know if you've squandered until it's passed, and then you realize somebody else had it. But then there's just those connections like Anne. Connections that occasionally we who have disabilities do make. Well, what do we do with them? Are we making the most of every opportunity? I think this time I did, as I prayed for her. I challenge you, make the most of every opportunity. It's easy to go, "Oh, I wish I could do this, and I wish I could do that," and we see our limitations. But Paul realized limitations. He had many of them his own. He had a thorn in the flesh. He was limited to how much he could travel and where and what he could see. And what other limitations, we don't know. But he had them. But he did say, make the most of every opportunity. And that's what our God has done. And that's where we learn this. He made the most of the opportunities. He came to our earth. He touched, he healed, he blessed, he taught. And he made sure that that was written down. And he sent his Spirit to help us read and understand that. Yeah, but then they killed him. Tragedy. We have tragedies like that today too. But God made the most of that opportunity. He took that tragedy of Jesus' death and made it into our victory. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he died our death, our spiritual death, for our sin. And when he then rose from the dead, another opportunity to come back alive, he said, hey, trust in me and you will come back to life also. Our God makes the most of every opportunity and he gives us his Spirit to do the same. Dear Jesus, thank you that you love us and bless us and help us. Your love goes so far to do so much in our lives. And now, Lord, help our eyes be open to see the opportunities before us. You know, we are easy, Lord, to wish we had this opportunity and that opportunity, even as I wished I could have seen Anne like my brother did. Help us make the opportunities be fruitful as we pray for them and when we do talk to them. And especially may your Spirit guide and lead us to talk to them about you, as well as to encourage and uplift them. We ask this, Jesus, because we know that you'll make the most of our opportunities. In your name we pray. Amen. I'd love to hear from you on what some of those opportunities God has made, how an unusual situation came about. And you know, we can think about the times we squandered them. But write me, tell me. I'd love to share with others as an encouragement some of the opportunities you have used and made the most of to share God's love. And by the way, if you do write me, I'll be happy and would love to share that then with other people on the podcast. So you can write me by responding to the email notice that I send out. Or if you don't do it that way, simple is info, I-N-F-O, at not-alone, N-O-T-A-L-O-N-E, dot N-E-T. Take care till we meet again. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.